The report from the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse mentions a new Indiana law that allows counties to set up syringe exchange programs without state approval. Chris Abbott with Indiana Recovery Alliance says evidence shows these public health programs work.
People are five times more likely to seek treatment if there's a syringe service program in their community than if not.
But in recent months, two counties have ended syringe exchange programs in Indiana. Abbott says Indiana policies could be even better.
So, for example, in Indiana, legally, syringe service programs aren't allowed to do what's called peer-to-peer exchange, which can reach, three times as many people as direct service.
The report focuses on other evidence-based practices Indiana has implemented, including increased access to naloxone and restricted prescribing practices. It also emphasizes the need for a comprehensive approach that includes funding and resources. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.